ever going to win, I think some people could decide to make the move. We should tease. We mentioned this earlier in the show. Tomorrow, obviously, on Election Day, you and I are going to be breaking down everything. I'm getting up early in the morning voting. I cannot wait for our first ever real, I know we had an Election Day last year show, but I mean real Election Day. We're going to be joined by President Trump. He is coming on with us at 1 o'clock Eastern. He is excited to come on and talk to this audience. He specifically reached out and said, hey, can we come on Election Day? And so we will talk to President Trump tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern. And the way he's talking, Buck, there may well be some news almost that we're breaking on tomorrow's show before all is said and done.
I mean, tomorrow is the political Super Bowl.
Yes.
For those of us that this is what we do day in and day out. I mean, yes, there's the presidential election, but that's 2 years away. So the biggest thing we're going to get comes tomorrow. We are so honored and grateful that many of you across the country will be spending a chunk of your election day with us. So please do that, obviously. Make sure you get out there. Vote before the show. Vote after the show. If you have to wait in line, a great thing to do while you're waiting in line, you just pop the Clay and Buck earbuds in and just listen to what we're talking about there. That's a good way to make the time pass if you're outdoors and trying to get inside. Anyway, got a lot of things going on here, Clay. A lot of things that we're going to be breaking down for everybody tomorrow. And the Trumpster is going to be with us. Basically, we're going to be on surfboards on the red wave, bringing all of our friends with us. It's going to be kind of amazing.
Getting ready for the party. Make your plans. Get your votes in. Red Tsunami tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
I fear we're facing a very turbulent time ahead in the financial markets. The stock market, commodity markets, even the housing market is going to be affected in real ways. It's a scary time. So what do? We create a new plan, a plan to shield ourselves as best as possible. My plan is to buy more gold and silver. Both have been proven over time to hold their value when markets become turbulent. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide toll-free at 833-404-GOLD. Again, that number is 833-404-G-O-L-D, the Oxford Gold Group.
You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. You've trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. One of Mike's latest incredible deals is on his Giza Dream Sheets. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable.
Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are available at the lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $29.99 with promo code CLAYANDBUCK.
MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and through the holiday season, an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their money-back guarantee extended until March the 1st, 2023.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets along with other offers. Enter promo code CLAYANDBUCK or call 800-792-3269 for these great radio specials.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits, a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC.
Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan, area, limitations, and
exclusions. Live from the
apply.
South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Both President Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump hoping to provide their party's late boost on the last full day of campaigning. The president holding a Monday evening rally in Maryland. Former President Trump set to stage his own event in Ohio for Senate candidate J.D. Vance. A Democrat poll worker is ejected for pre-selecting a straight Democrat ticket on a voting machine, calling Republicans racist. With an update, here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Local election officials told Fox News that an Indiana election office reportedly ejected a Democrat poll worker over allegations that he had pressured poll goers against voting for certain candidates and even pre-selected Democratic candidates on a voting machine last week. The incident took place at a polling place in Carmel, Indiana, under the Hamilton County Election Office. Hamilton County Election Administrator Beth Scheller stated that the inspector had learned of two separate incidents that may constitute electioneering and election interference. The poll worker, identified as James Zhang, is now reportedly being investigated by the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, and Scheller says she hopes to see Zhang prosecuted. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, subtropical storm Nicole brewing in the Atlantic with 45-mile-an-hour winds could reach hurricane strength in the next few days while approaching the eastern coast of the Florida Peninsula.
National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Pappin says Nicole will be far enough offshore Tuesday that it shouldn't affect voting.
We won't really start to see any significant impacts from Nicole until really Tuesday night into Wednesday.
But after that, Pappin says Nicole will be a significant system.
It could be near actually hurricane intensity as it nears the Florida Peninsula.
It's expected to come ashore Wednesday in the Bahamas and Thursday along the eastern coast of the Florida Peninsula.
Heavy surf and likely a significant storm surge and coastal flooding seems to be pretty likely at this point.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up, and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's 12:04 and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, halfway through the NFL season and picking the winners and losers is not getting any easier. Sports bettors have been waiting for the Raiders, Rams, and Packers to bounce back. And we're still waiting, especially in the Packers. That's an inside story there. Underdogs went 6-3-2 against the spread with four outright wins over the weekend, including Jacksonville's 27-20 comeback victory over the Raiders. Did you know that Las Vegas has now lost three games this season where they've led by 17 points? You got to go back a lot of years since that's happened. Once again, bettors lost big on the Raiders for the second straight week as they fell to 0-5 on the road. The biggest wins for the bettors were the Bengals, who doubled up Carolina 42-21. Joe Mixon, what a day, 5 touchdowns. And the Patriots, who crushed the Colts 26-3. With talks between the states at a standstill over how to deal with the ongoing drought on the Colorado River, the feds say they're stepping in. Department of Interior officials say they're considering 3 proposals which would modify current guidelines needed to keep the water levels at Lake Mead and Lake Powell from dropping. We'll talk about that next hour.
CQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, the traffic cam, see a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Watch for those lane restrictions as you merge from 215 west to Interstate 15 north. Those restrictions on 15 north continue from Blue Diamond Road all the way up to Tropicana.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Monday, November 7th. It is Election Eve in Southern Nevada. Good to have you with us on this Monday. Yeah, we'll talk about the Raiders. They laid another egg. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the World Series. We'll talk about some lighter stuff. But we've got a who's who guest list today. We're going to be joined in just a couple minutes by Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Also, Senator Tim Scott, he's been crisscrossing the country working for Republican candidates. He has been here in Nevada stumping for Adam Laxalt. This has been an amazing run of people coming through here. Ted Cruz, Senator Tim Scott, John Barrasso of Wyoming. Okay, I mean, half the U.S. Senate, I think, has been here. It's incredible, and it's true. Senator Tim Scott will join us at 12:30. Stavros Anthony, he is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, will join us. Sigal Chadha, the nominee for Attorney General, will join us. And Adam Laxalt, is he going to be the 51st senator? We'll get a chance to visit with him just after 2:30. So we got a busy, busy show. First, let's check in with my good friend Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who joins us. We have been talking for a long time about what's going to happen tomorrow, and tomorrow it is it. Tell me what you're thinking. What are you feeling on the day before Election Day?
Well, I think, you know, the Republicans at the top of the ticket have to be feeling really good. I think there's every reason for confidence for Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo. You know, basically what Democrats, their path to victory was, you know, really turn out their voters in Clark County, run up the score, and, you know, use that numeric advantage to allow them to survive independents turning against them, and then, you know, the rest of the state going strongly against the Democrats. And we just haven't seen that kind of overwhelming Democrat turnout that you would really think needs to be there in order for Democrats to have a chance. And so I, you know, 4 years ago, Democrats ended up with a 71,000 vote edge in Clark County. I think right now, not vote edge, but, you know, in terms of voters, you know, more Democrats voted than Republicans. And right now, that edge is, I think, under 40,000. And 4 years ago, Democrats won Election Day by about 24,000 voters. And it's very likely that with the push for mail voting that, you know, Democrats are going to be lucky to pull even in Clark County tomorrow. And so I think that bodes very well for Laxalt and Lombardo.
Tell me, I mean, I've seen John Ralston, I get his tweets, and Steve Sebelius and other so-called experts around our area talking about what the early voting means, what the mail-in votes mean, all of that stuff. How much can we discern from these early voting numbers? I mean, can we extrapolate? There's all this stuff that goes on in politics, but how much do we really know?
Well, not as much as we've known in past elections because, you know, we have mail ballot, universal mail balloting now, and we didn't have that, you know, until 2020, and that was a presidential year, so, you know, that kind of throws things off. So, you know, I don't think it's a perfect guide. I think what you can say for sure is it's not going to be a Democrat blowout. You know, the numbers just aren't there for that. And I think, you know, I think the thing you can look at and say is, you know, if independent, and this is a thing you can't know from just the voting, early voting numbers, but, you know, are independent voters shifting against the Democrats? And you would expect that for a lot of reasons. Biden's not popular. You know, Sisolak and Cortez Masto are the incumbents. The economy is terrible. And the polling, you know, they're struggling to break 45%. You know, so I think there's lots of reasons to expect that independents will break against the Democrats at the top of the ticket, whereas 4 years ago, you know, independents, I think, broke for the Democrats at the top of the ticket. And so, you know, if that's the case, then what Democrats need is they need a lot of strong, just Democrat voters to come out and vote to make up for that shift among independent voters. And, you know, you just haven't seen it in the early voting numbers.
Do we know anything about Democrat voters? For instance, will they get 90% voting Democrat? Or is it possible that there may be some people, some Democrats, who are going to vote for Republicans? Or none of the above?
Well, I mean, there's always some crossover, to be sure. You know, I've been told, you know, there is a little bit of evidence of Democrat men, you know, especially Hispanic and a little bit of African-American males, you know, tending away from the Democrat Party. You know, I think the question is, you know, does either side hold 95% when the other side only holds 90%? I mean, that would be another situation where that would be a big, you know, big boon to that candidate who is on the right side of holding more of their voters. So, you know, that's a little harder to tell. I mean, there's been polls where you know, Laxalt and Lombardo have struggled with Republican voters. You know, I tend to think that those voters come home, just given, you know, Biden's unpopularity, given the fact that the Democrats are the incumbent. But again, that's another factor that, you know, we just won't know till the votes are in.
What is your sense about money? I mean, I've been hearing numbers like $60 million, $100 million, that there's a ton of dough that is coming into our state. Do we have any estimates or have you seen any published guesstimates relative to how much money is coming into our state for this election?
You know, I want to say the Senate race ended up at like 180. And maybe I'm remembering that wrong, but I mean, just $180 million, just an absolute ton of money. I mean, you probably want to add up all the races. I mean, I would be not surprised at all if we ended up at $250 million, you know, in between all the spending. So, you know, that you know, this is kind of a sign that government is too powerful, is that people are willing to spend all this money on who gets elected. And, you know, it makes sense that they'd spend this money because, you know, the government's got all this power.
Over the course of the last few weeks, we've had a number of surrogates come into our state. Tim Scott's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, the senator from South Carolina. He is going to join us at 12:30. He was here for the town hall with Sean Hannity. We've had John Barrasso, Mike Lee. We've had Ted Cruz. We've had all kinds of people come in. Does that help? I mean, does that really matter when you've got these surrogates coming into town?
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt, right? I mean, that's why they do events. It's just kind of another way to try and attract voters to your event. Does it make the marginal difference? You know, well, maybe if the race is decided by 100 votes, maybe it does. I mean, I think it's just, you know, you're trying to get another reason for supporters to come out. You're trying to get, you know, maybe a little bit of positive news coverage. You know, but there's only a few people who are really drawing crowds. I mean, you know, Cortez Masto and Sisolak had, you know, Obama and John Legend come out. And, you know, I mean, they had several hundred people, but it was, you know, by no means this just massive, overwhelming crowd. I mean, probably the person who draws the biggest, you know, crowds on each side are Trump and Bernie Sanders. But, you know, it's something. I mean, I don't think it's everything. I don't think it's, you know, but it's just kind of, you're trying to do everything you can, right? You're pushing hard to the end, and it's one more way to push.
And I guess over the weekend, maybe yesterday, it was Bill Clinton who was in town. Does Bill Clinton still draw a crowd, what's the deal there?
Well, I mean, I think you could tell by, you know, how little, you know, I didn't see it publicized very much. It was more like Republicans saying, hey, look who's in town. Can you believe this? You know, Senator Cortez Masto is campaigning with a, you know, a guy who's incredibly accused of rape and sexual harassment, certainly. And yeah, that's what happens when things get desperate. So, you know, I think there's a reason that, you know, it wasn't that she didn't want to make it a big news story. But, you know, there's certainly he's a popular politician among Democrats, at least among a subset of Democrats. And so, you know, it's another person to try and, you know, get those voters enthusiastic to get to the polls.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I saw over the weekend they had winter storm warnings out for the Sierras up north. Any word from your sources up there as to whether there is snow in the forecast for tomorrow or rain or whatever?
You know, I think there is. Let me check the weather. There's definitely a chance of snow. And so, you know, you talk about things that Democrats need to go right. And, you know, maybe this depresses turnout in northern Nevada, rural Nevada by 10%. And, you know, maybe that's enough to, you know, gain them a couple thousand votes. I mean, those types of things do matter if it's close. And it does look like there will be snow. You know, it's a different ball game to have, you know, a half inch of snow in northern Nevada versus a half inch of snow down here. You know, down here, nothing happens. Everyone just, you know, stays inside their house. And if, you know, if you're used to snow, then it's not as big of a deal. But, you know, it certainly could be a factor. There definitely have been elections where weather matters in terms of who ends up winning or losing.
More with Victor Jakes coming up. We're going to talk about more about the race in state, but we're also going to be talking about what's going on around the country because control of the U.S. Senate is on the line. We'll talk more with Victor Jakes coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Catherine Cortez Masto and Nancy Pelosi ran up a huge tab for Nevadans. Reckless spending on projects outside Nevada. A fancy resort in Florida. Ski slopes in Iowa. COVID checks to hundreds of thousands of criminals in prison. Her irresponsible spending caused soaring inflation and higher prices on everything, from groceries to gas to housing. And it's just getting worse. And who's paying Costly Catherine's massive bill? We are. That's because Costly Catherine voted for billions in higher taxes on low and middle income families, even those making less than $75,000 a year, making life for Nevadans even more unaffordable. Nevada families can't afford to keep paying Costly Catherine's irresponsible, extravagant bill. reject costly Catherine Cortez Masto. She's way too costly for Nevada. Senate Leadership Fund paid for is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
About 2 weeks ago, I was watching the Golden Knights in an area sports bar. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. The number again, 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you. More lawyer,
less fee. I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Election Eve. In Southern Nevada, good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I just saw Adam Laxalt on with Martha McCallum on Fox News Channel. You want to talk about somebody that has become a media darling. It is Adam Laxalt. He will join us at 2:30 this afternoon. So make sure you do some appointment listening. We'll find out how he feels on the eve of maybe his election to the United States Senate. Senator Tim Scott will join us at the bottom of the hour. Great senator from South Carolina. He was here for the Hannity Town Hall and is just an amazing, amazing guy. His personal story is incredible. We'll get a chance to visit with him at the bottom of the hour, I should say. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. Joining us, as he does every week, is Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I know we talk a lot about the candidates, but we don't get a chance to talk a lot about the questions 1, 2, and 3. Look in your crystal ball, Victor. Do any of these three pass, or do all of them pass?
You know, I think question one passes. I think it's a complete disaster, but it's one of those things where
You know, it sounds nice. Equal rights, and there hasn't really been enough of an organized opposition to kind of get the word out. And, you know, the proponents have basically said that nothing will change, and, you know, all your concerns you don't have to worry about because nothing will change. So we'll see. I think the minimum wage one passes. I mean, minimum wage increases tend to do very well, and this one is so, you know, it's kind of below where the minimum, the natural minimum wage is right now with all the inflation stuff. I tend to think that one will pass easily. And